Yamunatira Vanacha
Yamunatira Vanacha
Yamunatira Vanacha
Yamunatira
Vanacha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari
Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari
Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari
Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Girivara
Dhari
Yasoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana
Yasoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana
Yasoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Anacharya Yamuna Tira Vanacha
Yamuna Tira Vanacha
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari
Jaya
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari
Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parabhaja Kacharya Asta Terasata Si Shimanis Divine Grace Si Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrindaki Jaya. Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jaya. Prem Sikaho Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gogopinath Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Gavardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Shri Mathura Dham Ki Shri Mayapur Dham Ki Navadvip Dham Ki Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Ganga Mai Ki Jamuna Mai Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Samaveda Bhakta Vrindaki All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. New Dorkadam Ki Jai. Still going strong after all these years, right? How many years and still smoking? How many years this temple's been here?
Been here since about like 1869.
This location.
I think so.
And this temple room, 75.
Huh?
This temple room. This temple room, 75. Huh?
73, like that. 73, 74.
Okay. And soon we'll see it filled up like it used to be. Huh? Like we see in the movies. What verse is it? 34 or 24. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Uru suparna bhujayor adi shoban natmana ojo nidi atisika kusuma vabaso velambi pita vara vasasi vartamana kanchi kalapa parirambi nitamba bimbam Uru suparna bhujayor adi shobhamana.
Uru suparna bhujayor adi shobhamana.
Ojo nidhi atasika kusama babaso.
Ojo nidhi atasika kusama babaso.
Velam bipita varavasa sivartamana.
Velam bipita varavasa
Kanchi kalapa parirambi nitamba kimbam.
Kanchi kalapa parirambi nitamba kimbam.
Uru suparna bhujayor adi shobhamana.
Uru suparna bhujayor adi shobhamana.
Ojo nidhi atasika kusama vabaso.
Ojo nidhi atasika kusama vabaso.
Velam bipita varavasa sivartamana.
Velam bipita varavasa sivartamana.
Kanchi kalapa parirambi nitamba bimbam.
Kanchi kalapa parirambi nitamba bimbam. Uru suparna bhujayor adi sobhamana.
Uru suparna bhujayor adi sobhamana. Ojo nidhi atasika kusama babaso.
Vyalam bipita varavasa sivartamana.
Vyalam bipita varavasa sivartamana.
Kanchi kalapa parirambi nitamba bimbam.
Kanchi kalapa parirambi nitamba bimbam. Uru suparna bhujayor adi shobhamana.
Ojo
nidhi atasika kusama vabaso. Vyalam bipita varavasa sivartamana. Kanchi kalapa parirambi nitamba bimbam. Uru suparna bhujayor adi shobhamana. Ojo nidhi atasika kusama vabaso. Vyalam bipita varavasa sivartamana. Kanchi kalapa parirambi nitamba bimban. Uru suparna bhujayor adi shobhamanam. Ojo nidhi atasika kusumabhaso. Vyalam bipita varavasa tivartamana. Kanchi kalapa pararambi nitamba bimban. Ladies. Uru suparna bhujayor adi shobhamana. Ojo nidhi Jatu Samababaso. Vyalam Vipita Varavasa Sivartamana. Kanchi Kalapa Pararambi Nitamba Bimban. Uru Suparna Bhujayora Adishobhamana. Ojo Nidika Sita Susamabhavaso. Vyalam Vipita Varavasa Sivartamana. Kanchi Kalapa Pararambi Vitamba Bimban. Uru, the two thighs. Suparna of Garuda. Bhujayo, the two shoulders. Adi An. Shobhamano, beautiful. Ojanidhi, the storehouse of all energy. Atasika Kusuma, of the linseed flower. Abhabaso, like the luster. Vyalambi, extending down. Pita, yellow. Vara, exquisite. Vasasi, on the cloth. Vartamana, being. Kanchikalapa, by a girdle. Parirambi, encircled. Nitamba Bimban, his rounded hips. Translation. Next, the yogi should fix his mind in meditation on the personality of Godhead's thighs, the storehouse of all energy. The Lord's thighs are whitish blue, like the luster of the linseed flower, and appear most graceful when the Lord is carried on the shoulders of Garuda. Also, the yogi should contemplate his rounded hips, which are encircled by a girdle that rests on the exquisite yellow cloth, silk cloth that extends down to his ankles. Bhaktivedanta purport. The personality of Godhead is the reservoir of all strength, and his strength rests on the thighs of his transcendental body. His whole body is full of opulences, all riches, all strength, all fame, all beauty, all knowledge, and all renunciation. The yogi is advised to meditate upon the transcendental form of the Lord, beginning from the soles of the feet and then gradually rising to the knees, to the thighs, and finally arriving at the face. The system of meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead begins with the feet. The description of the transcendental form of the Lord is exactly represented in the Archavigraha, the statue in the temples. Generally, the lower part of the body of the statue of the Lord is covered with yellow silk. That is the Vaikuntha dress, or the dress the Lord wears in the spiritual sky. This cloth extends down to the Lord's ankles. Thus, when the yogi has so many transcendental objectives on which to meditate, there is no reason for his meditating on something imaginary, as is the practice of the so-called yogis whose objective is impersonal. Om Gana Timirandasya Ganangana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantika Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Shri Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitangscha Pancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha Krishna Twadiya Padapankaja Panjarantam Adyaiva Mevisatu Manasaraja Hansan Prana Prayama Samaye Kapavata Pittai Kantavaro Dhanavido Smarnam Kataste. All right, so Krishna makes it easy for the bhakti yogis because he appears in the Archavigraha deity form. For the yogi meditating, a very long process and very rare that one can come to actually see the form of the Lord. He has to try to remember it from descriptions and everything else. So Krishna very kindly appears also as a deity form. Foolish people may think that's some kind of a, you know, for less advanced. But the deity is Krishna. There's absolutely no difference. When Prabhupada installed here the Radha and Krishna, that was the small ones. But he said, now, at the end, he was talking about the deities. And he started crying and he said, and remember, this is Krishna. You know, you're serving Krishna. Don't be careful, in other words. Don't take it lightly. It is a statue, the word is used here, but it's not some mundane thing. It's Krishna. The holy name is Krishna. And in Kali Yuga, especially appears as a holy name, the Nama Rupa avatar, these two avatars, the form, the deity form, and the holy name is a special way to be able to meditate on the Holy Lord. So it's very easy for anybody can see Krishna and see all the beautiful features up to his face, starting with the feet, because when you approach great personality, one will look at the feet, should be, with Shiguru Charna Padma. It's always the case, wash the feet of guests. And when we study Srimad Bhagavatam, the first canto and second canto, those are the lotus feet of the Lord. So one needs to approach first and we work our way up so we can enter into the pastimes of the Lord, the lotus smiling face of the Lord, the 10th canto. Srila Prabhupada very kindly also made that available in the Krishna book, because the way he wrote, he gave all the conclusions and all the knowledge of the first 9 cantos, right? Very nicely. So that anyone can actually read the 10th canto. Otherwise, if someone just jumps into the 10th canto, they'll generally get bewildered. But Krishna has a form, he has an entire body. It's like the Srimad Bhagavatam has an entire work. The Bhagavad Gita is an entire book. Or the Bible, like many people that are Bible, they know one verse maybe that they just hammer away at. Some Hindus only know one verse from the Bhagavad Gita. You're entitled to work, but not to your fruits or something. But they don't understand the whole book, the whole thing. But Prabhupada has very kindly given everything, and especially given deities. We travel around, we see so many beautiful deities, how the devotees are so dedicated to worshiping the deity. And think about what an amazing thing that is that Prabhupada did, right? To inspire, and because of chanting the holy name, of course, devotees become actually attached, that Krishna reciprocates as much as someone, and then in different ways he's reciprocating, different ways devotees are worshiping the deities, how they're appearing in more and more places. Everybody must have seen all the videos of the Panchatattva, right? Who was there in Mayapur? So Krishna somehow appeared. Prabhupada made that plan, I don't know when, long time before. He told Bhavananda that the deities in the main temple should be the Parampara, back to the Goswamis, and the Panchatattva, and then Radha Madhava. So he asked him, Radha Madhava in the middle? Prabhupada said, no, Panchatattva was in the middle. That because we learn about Lord Chaitanya from the Parampara, and then we, from Lord Chaitanya, we learn of Radha and Krishna. We're able to approach Radha and Krishna, so the middle is Panchatattva. And that's our mood. Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, and Shivas. We're chanting their names all the time and worshiping them. And we've had them appear in a few temples like Laguna Beach and Hawaii. But when they finally appeared in Mayapur, everybody was completely overwhelmed. Anybody who was there, it was like I heard a class that Makanal gave a few days later, and he was saying he couldn't believe it. What, you know, how the devotees were so ecstatic. Everybody wanted to get in front of that altar. And one girl there that's been a devotee her whole life, she told me, now I really believe in Krishna. When I saw them, now I really believe it's Krishna. Before they were installed, even when they just came. How much work also went in, how much devotion, how much planning, you know, to get them made, and then how much energy it takes to worship the deities, and the devotees are so much doing that. It takes 5 pujaris to follow them, and they can't even do them all. And then they do one every day because one person gets too tired, can't keep it up, can't take too long. But that's Krishna very kindly making it easy that, you know, and he is in the heart of everyone, but we're not, we can see him and we can understand he's in the heart of everyone and then try to preach, you know, to everyone. That's what Prabhupada said, that self-realization. If we understand, he said, you must understand that Krishna is in everyone's heart. Otherwise, why would you be trying to tell all these people about Krishna? Why would we be trying to tell people to read the books if we didn't have some understanding? So Krishna very kind, he reciprocates when we chant the holy name and when we worship the deity, offering everything to Krishna so that we can come to the point of giving everything to Krishna. We should learn, but we're very dull-headed to fully surrender, give up all ideas that we can control, that, you know, have complete faith that Krishna has a plan, and if we just surrender, everything will be perfect. And whatever is happening is perfect. He's trying to make us surrender. Like we offer every devotee practically, even I see devotees who are quite, you know, we might say fallen, but they still offer their food to Krishna somehow or other, you know, right? And everybody's experiencing. I remember one devotee when I first joined, he told me, if I would have known that it would make food taste so much better, I would have offered it to Krishna a long time ago. But everybody experiences that there's no loss by offering, you know, everything we cook to Krishna. It doesn't even take very long. I've heard Hindus tell me, I don't have time. One guy in Fiji, he was actually the priest of one Hindu temple. He said, I'm too busy. I don't have time to offer things to Krishna. And I eat onions and garlic, he said, and Krishna doesn't like that, so I can't offer to him. And then he said, and if I do offer, he'll want me to offer every day, and I don't have time. But devotees want to. And we see that it tastes better. It never runs out. And there's always more and more. The more nice things we offer to Krishna, and the better everything gets. So we should be able to understand then that not only the offering the bhoga, but, you know, if we offer everything, mind, body, words, you know, everything we have, it just gets better. Only Krishna makes everything better. He doesn't need anything. Prabhupada told us one time here on the walk, and he said, it's not like when you offer to me. He said, when you offer to me, I eat everything, it's gone. But when you offer to Krishna, he gives it back more, better and more. And so we're experiencing that, and we're seeing it happen all over the world, all these projects coming up. Krishna Bhai somehow lets me travel so I can see, you know, all these different things. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't believe. But everywhere you go, you know, some kind of miraculous things are happening. There's so many devotees. People are, you know, reading the books. I just heard too, there's some famous guy lectures. He wrote a lot of books, you know, motivation, and somehow he mentions Bhagavad Gita. So one of the devotees there in Minneapolis, he said, he just heard this guy mention Bhagavad Gita. He immediately got a Bhagavad Gita, started reading it. And then the devotees were out. They just sell some trinkets at the flea market, and they put some Bhagavad Gitas, and a woman came along and, oh, yeah, I heard so-and-so talking about Bhagavad Gita. I want this book. I've been looking for it. So all over the world like that, people are, you know, looking for Krishna. Only we have to get out, of course, and make him available. I was sitting outside the airport in Dallas, and one guy got in his car, one, you know, business, young businessman guy. He said, "What's that get up?" And I said, "Hare Krishna." And then he just started chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." Chanted the whole mantra. I said, "See, you're one of us." And he was going like that. But they don't, they've seen devotees, you know, and but they, even when they see us again, they don't remember so much. Because we had to get out. And to be able to teach them what is all these books that they have, you know, how to, and how to give more and more books, how to get more and more people to the temples, or get make more and more Rathiyatra festivals or something. So more, and we see every Rathiyatra now everywhere in the world. They say it's much bigger than the previous one, right? Keeps getting. I was in Durban, South Africa. They have the best one. They're restaurant tents about this big. They have a Govinda's sit down, you know, real fancy with chandeliers and everything. Then they have a takeout Govinda's, which is about 20 yards long, tables behind, you know, huge kitchen, huge main tent, two main stages, two big question and answer tents that are packed out all day long. 4 days festival. And a pizza, 1,000 pizzas a day, and a japa walk around like Mayapur, you know, 108. That's full all day long. Prabhupada life story. I can't even remember all the stuff they had. The main tent was like a circus tent, hold a few thousand people. 16, they've been doing that, so they, you know, there's, and it's right in the busiest section, right next to the beach on Easter weekend. They really get a lot of people. But that's Lord Jagannath's mercy. And everywhere he has his plan, so we don't know. Some places, you know, it may be booming. But Krishna wants us to endeavor. And sometimes if we endeavor and the results are not so great, maybe he's even more pleased. We have to have faith, and unflinching faith in something sublime, Prabhupada said. That's what faith is, trust. Can't really see, you know, but we can see Krishna comes in the form of the deity, in the form of the holy name. Anyone who chants becomes, you know, so happy, so blissful. But how to come to the point of always chanting? Sadhu Sangha, take the mercy of Lord Nityananda. It also appears everywhere in our temples. And we can see the feet, we can see everything. The lotus face, the lotus eyes, the lotus hands, lotus feet, the lotus navel, and we have Srimad Bhagavatam, which should be also distributed unlimitedly. Even if people don't read it, they still benefit. When I was in Israel, I met the leader of the Kabbalah, Rabbi. So he immediately gave me their set of books. It's a big box called the Zohar. And he said, "It's okay, you won't be able to read this, but it has good vibrations, good for you anyway." Because nobody can read it. It's in the Aramaic language or something. Hardly anybody can read it. But they distribute them by the thousands. I think they get people to pay for them, and they just go and distribute them. And then when I walked in their center, they had them piled up everywhere, boxes of sets, you know. First thing you see when you get up the stairs is a big pile of books and boxes, and they want everyone to take it. But that's a fact that we had a guy come in Japan, I don't know if he's been here, and his mother got a Krishna book in 1973 somewhere, a paperback, and she never read it. So last year, this kid was interested in spiritual life, so his mother said, why don't you read this one? And he read the Krishna book and immediately became totally convinced about everything, ISKCON, Krishna, everything. Now he travels because he's on this floating university. They go around the world on the ship, and everywhere they dock, he goes to the temple. So he stayed with Vaisheshika, who happened to be in Japan at that time. And Vaisheshika said he believed everything. Everything they told him, he did, yeah. He said he had to be an ISKCON devotee in his previous life, not just an Indian or a yogi or something. Vaish got to the point where he thought the guy must have been the book distributor who gave the book to his mother. And then he came back and got it. Which, you know, these things are happening because we don't know, so many devotees have been in and out of our temples and gone and, you know, whatever reason, they didn't live very long. But they all benefit. Everybody benefits that even touches a book. But if they have the book in their house, it will have effect. Somebody will read it. I've personally met a few devotees that their father had the book or something, never read it. They read one boy in Ireland, he joined Tribhuvanath Prabhu. He read the book and joined the temple almost the same day when he was 18 years old. But the house had been sitting there since soon. He didn't know when. His father had the book. No one ever read it. So we don't agree with these arguments that some people, you know, where's all the devotees? We distribute, right? What's the use? There's great benefit to all these. Anyone who sees the Rath Yatra that's coming up, Jayananda told me, Prabhupada told him that if anybody sees the Rath Yatra, then at the time of death when they're remembering their whole life, you know how it goes really quick? He said when they get to the Rath Yatra, they stop. They freeze on that, you know. So that was one of his great inspirations. People follow the cart. I met another girl in Israel also. She was lifeguard or something. And I said, she said, are you Hare Krishna? I said, yeah, are you? She said, I don't know. I might be. I think so, maybe. And she was in Amsterdam, of all places, and she was just walking around, and somehow she crossed the corner where the Rath Yatra was going by. So she just joined it. So then, you know, she got into Krishna. Didn't know that. She didn't meet devotees again, but she never forgot. And that's happening like again and again and again. Like there's no way to know. No supercomputer could even calculate how many people are benefiting. And Prabhupada is saying, how, you know, we wonder, people ask us, well, how come these karmis, they're living so nicely? Some devotees think like that. But I just heard Prabhupada saying how he went to some jail in India. They invited him, maybe it was South Africa, one of those places. They asked him to come and do kirtan. It was the jail where Gandhi had stayed. So Prabhupada was saying how they make nice arrangements for the prisoners. That's how the material world is. It's a prison house, but Krishna makes nice arrangements. People can live, they get food, as long as they behave themselves, you know, in the prison. Like now in America, some prisons, they have TV, they have their telephone, you know, they can get money, their wife can come, but they're still in prison. And they may forget they're in prison, but usually they want to get out. So, but people here in Maya, they forget. And Maya makes very nice arrangements for everybody to live very comfortably. But they have to wake up. They have to understand. So they have to see devotees. They have to, you know, hear the holy name or get prasadam, all the different things devotees are doing. Definitely works. And Prabhupada stressed, if we just stick to these regulative principles, purity, then everywhere we go will affect everyone, purify everyone. And the devotees have done that. We see the results. And so many countries of the world and so many people, and Prabhupada's work is going on, but it's barely begun because there's so many people that are so bewildered by, you know, by the material energy. And I've never heard of Krishna. In the Asian countries, they never heard of even the idea of God, what to speak of the name of Krishna. But still there, even the Nirvisheshas and the Shunya bodies, the Maya bodies think everything is all one, and the Shunya bodies think there's nothing. They're also chanting, They're also getting books. They're hearing about Krishna. They're becoming attracted to the holy name of Krishna. So it's very, you know, amazing time. Here in New Dwarka, somehow or other, Prabhupada gave great blessings here. He spent so much time here. He wanted us to be the model temple. He used to invite all the temple presidents here to see how things were going on. They still should be coming, huh? Right? To see. Stick to the basics, distribute books, distribute books, distribute books. Remember when he said that? There was one party that was just collecting so much money, and the leaders of that party were very proud of themselves, giving so much money to Prabhupada. So when he gave the class that day, he looked right at him and said, distribute books, distribute books, distribute books. And then that tape was sent out around the country. There'll be no, if we give full attention, Prabhupada said, to the book distribution, then there'll be no financial problems, there'll be no worries. But it's always to keep full attention, Nityam Bhagavata, always studying Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, Kirtana, Sadahari, always chanting the holy name, Satatam Kirtayantoma, always chanting. That's always a little trick. And unmotivated, always doing it, fully doing it, then all the results that we hear about will come. There'll be no anxiety over anything when we really surrender to Krishna. When we're partially surrendered, then Maya is always testing us, but the purpose is to get us to surrender, to understand that we cannot be the controllers, cannot possess everything. That's Krishna's special mercy. But when one fully surrenders to Krishna, then Maya, then Krishna tells Maya, now you help him. Help this person in his and devotional service. So she's helping. Krishna is helping us in every way, as much as we can surrender. It's not a sign of weakness, sign of intelligence, you know, to take direction from Krishna. Have full faith in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Faith in the plan of Lord Chaitanya that in every town and village, Prithivite Ate Yata Nagarigam Sarvatra Prachai Hoibe Nam. In every town and village, my holy name will be chanted. So it's happening, you know, people are chanting in more and more places. But mostly they don't know. At least like I go around like this all the time in America, and nobody ever practically gives you even a second look, you know, anymore. But they don't ask you what's this on your face, or they're used to it or something. But they need to see it. One lady on the plane the other day, she said, "What group are you in?" So I was so spaced out, you know, I had the ticket and it said group one. You know. So you know, I thought, you know, they're, you know, maybe they're thinking I'm getting on it too early or something. You know, so I said group one, and she said, "You're not going to tell me what group are you?" And I said, "Oh, you know," I said, "Hare Krishna." I forgot. And I said, "You don't see us very much anymore, do you?" And she said, "No, I used to see you in the airport, but people are looking for us, you know. And everywhere we go, they say, 'Where have you been?' You know, they like. Some places they see us much more than others. But, and books are out there. People need to, you know, learn what they really say. We see some of these other people, these motivational speakers and stuff, they do read Bhagavad Gita, and they pick up on, you know, some aspect of mind control or positive attitude or something that's really in the Bhagavad Gita, then they focus on that and they become millionaires, world famous authors. But we have the whole thing, that some people, when they hear the real thing, that, you know, give up everything to Krishna, they're scared. They don't trust Krishna. They think, how can, you know, what if I give up everything? What if Krishna will cheat me like everyone else does? Right? But Narottam Das, don't think, he said, that Lord Nityananda's lotus feet are something false, or that he's going to cheat you like everything in the material world is cheating everybody. If we really take shelter, look at all the people in history that have fully taken shelter of Krishna. How, you know, the wonderful their life is. And Krishna's guarantee is there. And it makes it easy. Just chant the holy name. Follow the regulated principles. Not so big deal. But many people can't even do that. You know, I wish we could be as attached to the holy name. Prabhupada said to be addicted to the holy name. The same, I was sitting outside that Dallas airport and this shuttle bus pulled up. So the people just flooded off like running in the door, you know, which was, you know, this far away. And one guy was lighting a cigarette while he was flying through the air off the steps of the bus. And I was thinking, well, you can't smoke in the terminal. And he was running and he just ran off and he put it out, you know, put it in the ashtray outside and then ran in. So desperate, you know, thinking, well, if I could be like that for chanting, you know. If we had such a taste to chant the holy name or read Srimad Bhagavatam or do some devotional service. And so many people, they're like that for these madness, you know, for cigarettes and all the duty-free shops. It's 70% of their business is cigarettes. You know, people get off the plane for no other reason than to buy cigarettes. And they get back on, or on the plane they're selling them. You know, they have to get as many as they can carry. You know, into the, even they go on vacation, they got to buy the kind they like or something. They're afraid the foreign country won't have it. But this is how we should be for chanting, you know, for coming to see the deities, for devotional service, or be like, you see Bhrigupati Prabhu running out for Sankirtan in the morning, right? Should have, be like that for any kind of devotional service. That is, the most pleasure will come from that, but no bad side effects either. So here we have the super beautiful deities. Prabhupada always said everywhere, these are the most beautiful deities, right? But very hard to say, actually. I couldn't say that. Everywhere you go, Krishna looks the most beautiful because it's always Krishna, and he is the most beautiful. And everywhere he's, you know, showing himself off in different moods according to the devotees there. And inspiring, you know, everybody to actually, if we read Srimad Bhagavatam, to get out, you know, to find a way, some way to give, you know, the holy name to as many people as possible, to give prasadam to as many people as possible, to give books, those three things, that's our outreach, you know, whatever way we do it, but get out, get to the people, you know, let them know that this material world is actually cheating them and that Krishna is giving, ready to give himself. One, they have one saying I just saw yesterday, don't box with God, they said. You know, your arms are too short. Prabhupada said, you know, you're giving to Krishna with two hands, but he's giving back with 10 hands. If you're really giving to Krishna, and he wants to reciprocate, just like anybody, any good person, if you're giving them something, and they want to give you back something. And if they're a very rich man, they might give you much more, right? They feel indebted. Krishna, he's grateful, so whatever anyone does for him, he wants to reciprocate. Yayatamam prapajante. But, you know, if we, against Krishna, if we're complaining, you know, that about what we have, what our situation is, and what's he supposed to do, you know? If we're always thanking Krishna and always thinking how nice he is and how wonderful everything is, then we kick out the negative things. Then he'll be very happy and he'll give more and more. More taste for Srimad Bhagavatam, which one can actually read again and again and again. Just gets better and better. Ever fresh, chanting the holy name. We see the kirtan remains ever fresh. Even old men start jumping and dancing like young boys. Sometimes we see the old guys are dancing more. That's Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda dancing their beautiful golden form. Lord Chaitanya's form, Lord Nityananda's form is inconceivably beautiful and always, you know, like this. Invite everybody to go to Mayapur and see. I just went there again a few weeks ago. And I went in the Panchatattva temple and I was overwhelmed. They looked so much better, more beautiful than they looked at the installation. I was surprised, you know. I mean, we shouldn't be surprised. I guess it's a combination. We're supposed to know that Krishna is always getting more and more beautiful in Nandavardhanam, but he really is showing everybody, and everybody is getting, even all year this year, all around Mayapur, they said all kinds of amazing things were happening. the Namhatta programs became the Namhatta devotees who were all householders and basically were just nice householder devotees. During the past year, they got all inspired to preach, and they started having huge programs, 5,000-10,000 people all the time, and, you know, really like rah, rah, rah. And, you know, Panchatattva is just bringing people in, and people are seeing, you know, what is Lord Chaitanya? There's a few people that big, but you don't see them very often. Isn't that one basketball player here? He's that big, right? 7 feet tall. But, you know, and imagine in Bengal when they're up, you know. But this is what we want to keep in our minds. If we can become fortunate, we worship the deity, then we, the idea is we'll remember Krishna and remember the beauty of Krishna and then eventually not be distracted by the imitation beauty of this material world. There's so many forms that appear to be beautiful, but they're all temporary. They're not Satchit Ananda, but Krishna's form is Satchit Ananda. So the yogis are to meditate, but Krishna makes it very easy by this deity appearance. We see people like to come, and that's why we take Lord Jagannath out. So everyone, he goes out, he wants everyone to see him and get purified. Even if they only see him even once, it will stick in their mind, they forget, but at some point they'll remember. There was another boy in Minneapolis, he's initiated now, he was in a car accident and he was in a coma. And when he came out of the coma, he couldn't read. He couldn't read. You know, he used to be able to read. And he was in a bookstore looking for something, and he saw one, Teachings of Queen Kunti, or some Prabhupada book, and he was attracted. And he picked it up, and he could read. It's the only book he could read. Special mercy. But actually, for everybody, everything else that they're reading is just useless anyway. It's just chewing the chewed. But if they read Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada's even one word, you know, their life changes their life. They get purified. What to speak if they read, you know, much more. If they hear the kirtan, see devotees, talk to devotees. All these things have unlimited benefit. Even seeing Tilak, there's so many scriptures that describe that when people see Tilaka, they get so much liberation, so much things happen. So Prabhupada gave us like unlimited mercy. And he said, now I've made you fortunate, so you make others fortunate. So that give me your blessings here in New Dwarka, where that's going on. We just opened our temple in Dwarka also, you know, in December. Dwarkadish. But in Dwarka, Dwarkadish is in the Dwarkadish temple, and Rukmini is in a temple outside of town. She has her own temple also. It's a different. And then in the what they call Bet Dwarka, which is supposed to be like what's left of the original island, there's a bunch of temples of Radharani. Only Radharani. There's also Dwarkadish, and there's all these things. But amazing temple there. And the whole city, that's the only existence of this. There's nothing else there. There's no, the only industry off to the side, there's some fishing village, but otherwise everything, the only reason anyone goes there is for the temple. And the huge Dwarkadish temple's like unbelievable, beautiful thing. And it's just packed up all day long. All kinds of, you know, far out artiques and everything. So we made a Rukmini Dwarkadish temple there also. And Krishna's like here, he's playing the flute. Normally he doesn't play his flute in Dwarka, but when Lord Chaitanya's movement comes in, he gets enlivened. Any comment or question? Sukadeva was the first devotee that preached to me. Told me, you're a stupid, rascal fool. Why don't you join us? What are you wasting your life? First time I came to the temple. I thought, this guy's a little too much, you know. But it worked, I guess. So I owe I guess I owe my life. So we'll send him off to Africa. In Africa, in Nigeria, we boomed a little bit in the beginning when the economy there was really good and everything, and we were new. And then a combination of many factors, the economy went like the worst in the world, the most demoniac government in the world, the most corrupt country in the world, everything. They win all the prizes. And then the Christians are also, the so-called Christians, they're really demoniac. Just they're really exploiting the people. So they started really going against us very heavily. So we weren't flourishing very much. One devotee got on the bus once with Tilak and everything, and everybody got off. I said, well, what's wrong with that? You're good to, you know. Then the bus wouldn't go because it was empty. But so anyway, I met one guy there a few years ago. He was, I didn't know who he was at the time, but he's the most popular, you know, rock musician of the country. And then he had his own TV show. And he was quite interested because he went to Harvard and he knew devotees. And so it took quite a few years and we finally... You know, he was reading books, and he started finally associating with one devotee. And all of a sudden, he just started, like, telling everybody that he's a Hare Krishna. And everything just opened. It was amazing what happened. And we got a devotees have a daily television show, and he's a president of the Musicians Association, so he sends, like, all these famous musicians for Food for Life to go with us. And then the TV comes and everything to interview devotees all the time. And he's friends of everybody, friends of the president, friends of everybody. He tells them all, yeah, we're working with the Hare Krishnas. And now when people see devotees, they say, oh, yeah, you're Charlie Boy's brother, right? Yeah, it's, you know, we saw you. All of a sudden, all these things happen. And Krishna. And I mean, I used to dream a little bit. I didn't even dare tell anybody. I had these ideas like if this would happen, if that would happen. And then I think never will happen. I don't have much faith, but it happened. It's a great boost, you know. And Prabhupada said once, somebody said, Prabhupada, you're so great, you're doing so much. He says, no, I don't do anything. He said, I just think of things, and then Krishna does everything. He said, I was thinking I'd like to have a BTG really big, and now we have it, and I'd like to have this, and like to have that. And of course, that's Krishna fulfilling his desires, but... whatever we're thinking of, the thinking, feeling, and willing, Prabhupada was saying, you don't have to worship Krishna so opulently, but you can think even, I've got a beautiful diamond throne for Krishna, and I'm offering washing his feet with Jamuna and Ganges water, and Krishna will accept it that you are. I was thinking like we could do like our small time and think, well, this is too much, you know, I got to reduce, you know, some temples are like that, thinking how to reduce the service. But better to think of how to increase it. Krishna accepts that increase, that idea, and then at some point he'll manifest it. So that everybody has books and everywhere there'll be Harinams all over the country and all these things that we've been waiting for. They will come about because Lord Chaitanya's prediction. Even Israel, every time I phone the devotees, sometimes I see the news and I get so worried, you know, about them. Because it always looks like the whole country is just on fire and it's just bombers everywhere. And I say, how's it going? They say, oh, it's normal. But the Harinam last week was so great. It was so wonderful. We had to stay late. So many people were watching. And people come up, the Israelis come up and say, thank you for doing this. This is so wonderful that you're chanting here. You know, you're bringing peace to our country. Everywhere like that. But the news gives a wrong idea sometimes. It makes you think like the whole... If people tell me you're going to Israel, how can you go there, you know? But it's probably much more dangerous in Los Angeles. You know, more chance of getting shot or something. More chance of having something happen. But then the Harinam is, you know, working everywhere. You saw like Kazakhstan and all these places where people were Muslims. Okay, anything you want to say? Anybody? Yeah.
Where's the PowerPoint presentation?
What?
Where's the PowerPoint presentation? Last time you made a show with your projector, I asked you to do this every time you come.
Yeah, well,
bring the projector, show pictures, and now you didn't do it. What's happening?
If they can, if I got that flight change, I don't know if it came through or not. I got a few things. It's just unbelievable. I don't know if you that Polish Woodstock festival. You know, they distributed 108,000 prasadam. And the first day they went till like 3 o'clock in the morning. The next day they went till 6 o'clock in the morning. And the next day they went till 6 o'clock in the morning. And they stopped, and the devotees were so tired, you know. And then Indradrumaj Maharaj came at 8 o'clock in the morning, and there were still people lined up. And there was one old Russian lady, you know, like behind the, you know, like trying to serve prasadam. They didn't even have any plates left. These people were taking prasadam on their hands. And she said, Maharaja, you know, and he got on the phone and got a bunch of devotees over, and they finished the 108,000 plates, and then I don't know how many got in their hands because they ran out of plates. Really amazing, you know, all the different things the amazing devotees are doing and the arrangements that they make for everybody, you know, how cultured everybody's coming, what Prabhupada has done. Anyway, if we manage to change that flight, I could do something tonight. I could try to see if we can get something rolling. Picture's worth a thousand words, right? Especially my words. All right. Shri Shri Rukmini Dwarkadish ki jai. Jagannath Subhadra Balaram ki jai. Shri Gornitai ki jai. New Dwarka Bhakta Vrinda ki. Book distribution ki. Thinking big. Think of. Well, if I can. I don't know if they change that. Yeah, would you get that from Garga Muni? Huh?
It's my own.
Yeah, but Garga Muni's been selling it.
Yes. No, I have my own distributor.
I know, but he did it like this MP3.
No, I had somebody do the whole thing. Yeah.
It's much better.
So they're doing bootleg. So they don't even ask me or anything.
No.
They just go and do it without even.
Now that's another thing, but see, he really is smart about the format. He's way ahead of it.
What do you mean?
Well, like he puts it on MP3, so it's one disc. He did that right away. He did all so
oh,
many
why?
Things. Yeah, he's really thinking. That's what I told the BBD, just let him take charge of all this stuff. But then maybe he wouldn't pay his royalties.
No, he doesn't want to.
So nice to do it.
He wants to enrich himself as well. He feels as long as he's giving out a certain amount, he can enrich himself. It's a very prudent mentality.
Yeah, it's Jewish.
It doesn't